episode 83, part due, meaning Girk forgot to hit the record button earlier this week when we did part une.
And let me tell you, we were brilliant.
Oh,
I mean, we definitely,
such a good show.
If we didn't only have 23 listeners, that one would have been.
That could have propelled us to stardom.
I think
so. The podcast stardom.
I think we really missed out. But listen, I had to tell you that we might have lost a listener who wasn't really a listener. I think she was only a Facebook fan. She wasn't really a listener.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like a throwback because I know how much you loved the Come In Your Eye story.
Yeah. I love that story.
I know. I know
apparently
you
do. A lot of people love that story.
So I'm going to bring it up again. Because, you know, the last we heard, this is now the third episode that we're talking about Girk getting Come In Her
Eye. I don't know why.
Because it's fantastic.
I don't know why. Wait,
because you're a dirty, dirty girl. You're
no,
a dirty girl.
And you know what? Your dude's an asshole. You know why I say that?
Why?
Because now I can't. And, you know, if he's around, I would tell him to his face.
He's
because, will you tell him for me then? Because I can't stop thinking about the possibility that the sperm is, like,
trying to break through the membrane
of my eye and impregnate my eye.
It's trying to impregnate you like a little teeny alien.
So freaked.
Where you explain the story, and for those of you who want to listen to the story, you're going to have to go back and listen, because we're not going to tell it again, but suffice it to say, Girk getting Come In Her Eye. And then the follow-up to the story was that some friends saw it on Facebook and embarrassed her in a bar, and now I get a call from my mother saying, because she's on Facebook, I don't think she listens to our show, she listened once and then kind of wasn't happy with it and didn't.
I thought she dug my sense of humor.
She digs a sense of humor. She just, you know, I'm fine with her not listening because when she listens, it's usually, she makes me self-conscious because it's like, she doesn't care about the sex stuff, but it was more like, you really shouldn't talk about your career in a negative way because what if somebody's listening and they're not going to hire you because you're being negative about your career? I'm like, listen.
Oh, God, you're asking Katherine Heigl. I mean, no one hates you.
The union is fucking up, you know? I mean, they've missed the boat on some stuff. But regardless, so then she says, I was on Facebook and you posted something, and I'm not a prude, but it was something about getting cum in your eye, and it was really inappropriate, and it was on my newsfeed for all of my friends to see. And I said, okay, first of all, I did not post that. That would be because you, I'm guessing, have liked the Double Bubble with Girk and Keek page, which, by the way, thank you for that. Appreciate your support.
Sure.
However, let me proceed to take 15 minutes to explain to you, because explaining to someone how to use electronics over the phone is always so fun.
Beautiful.
So I had to take 15 minutes to explain to her how to get into her Facebook page and unlike something. So we lost a friend.
Well, we lost a friend, but probably not a listener. I don't think we're going to go down to 22 listeners.
Nah, she wasn't really listening anyway, but she just didn't really understand. And it took me a long time to explain to her until she finally got it that I personally do not post things about cum in my face on my Facebook page. That was Double Bubble with Girk and Keek. And it was not me. And I threw you under the bus, too. I was like, Girk posted that. It's just totally Girk.
Stupid Girk.
But she's a whore. Girk's a whore, and she posted that.
We've established that I haven't had sex in such a long time. And the one time that something has happened, like in
she's
ever.
She's a dirty, dirty girl. She's a dirty, dirty girl, and I'm really sorry, but it won't happen again. And we don't sit and bag on acting stuff, even though we did in the episode that didn't get recorded. We did actually bag a little bit on new media because we were talking about how new media makes no money whatsoever, and the union was getting on my nerves because I did this film for these. And I might have told the listeners about this before, but I'm kind of new to the whole podcast thing. I don't actually really listen to podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
In an ironic twist,
right?
But I learned about it when Mark and Brian, who are a famous, they're syndicated, but I don't know if they're famous anywhere else. In L.A.,
that's the show that I dropped quarters out of my ass for you to go to Bon Jovi.
Yes. Girk won us Bon Jovi tickets because we went down to the radio station and Girk dropped quarters out of her ass for Mark and Brian so we could get tickets. And then you didn't even get to go because you were sick.
I had strep throat. I got strep throat.
You didn't get to go. So I took another friend. But they,
no, they gave
they
us
off,
two sets of tickets.
They gave me a set because they felt bad because I was being a bitch because I was actually you were winning me tickets for my friend Pam.
You weren't being a bitch. You asked me. I like Bon Jovi just fine. I'm not like a diehard Bon Jovi. I know you are. I know the person that you were going was a diehard Bon Jovi fan, and you were trying to figure out a way because they wanted some kind of hook on like something unique to do.
Listen,
to
they
the
called
tickets.
Me out. I know, and I tried to give them Cher's private line, but they weren't interested. They already had it. So I pimped you out, but they, remember on the air, they made me out to be the total bitch because they were like, so the two of you will see you there. Yeah, about that.
Nope.
You dragged her down, you're to drop quarters out of her ass, and you're not taking her?
It was like 7:30 in the morning.
No, I'm not. You were so nervous, too. I remember sitting in the parking lot, and you were like, oh, my God, I can't believe I told you I would do this.
I know.
Is it too late to back out?
Well, and then when I go in there, you know, I have my little yoga pants on that they're tight, and I'm shoving quarters up my ass, and I tell them that it doesn't look good from behind, and mm-hmm. the fucking weather lady chimes in and goes, no, it doesn't, because she's in the sound booth behind me, and can
see my,
as you're like,
cramming stuff up your ass on the outside of
your butt cheeks purse,
the outside of your yoga, regardless, anyway. This is a radio station that's a hugely popular radio station,
and we digress.
And after 25 years, they decided to retire. But they, on the air, were talking about the fact that they were partially retiring because they couldn't come to terms over the contract, even though one of them wanted to move to North Carolina. The other one wanted to still do it. But both of them decided to start their own podcast because they knew nothing about it.
Right.
However, people were, you know, inundating them saying, oh, you can make so much money. Oh, you can make so much money. So I was like, oh, well, what is this podcast thing? I've never heard of this. And, of course, proceeded to never listen to either one of their shows because I don't know. I guess I can't be bothered to learn new stuff. Although,
well, it's not hard. Doesn't it go through your
It auto-populates. Yeah, I mean, if you're into it, all you have to do is subscribe to one, and then it auto-populates to your iTunes account.
Right.
But and Mark did one with his wife. And then apparently they're not doing it anymore. He was back on the radio here in L.A., lasted a year, just got canceled. And then I went online and looked up Brian's because Brian was doing one with Jill Whelan, little Jill Whelan from Love Boat.
Vicky from the Love Boat.
Vicky the Cokehead.
With a little bit of a habit.
Yeah. So she apparently
said,
the
Love Boat, who will be making another run.
God, I love that show. I love that show.
Love Boat promises something to everyone. Set a course for adventure. Your mind on a new romance. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I love that. That was my hot Saturday night.
I
was watching
like
the Love Boat. And then, what was after the Love Boat on Saturday night?
Fantasy Island.
Welcome.
The plane.
Yeah. I know that probably nobody under the age of 40 is listening, hopefully. Well, if you are,
not
look
true.
It up.
You know, there's MeTV and shit where that stuff plays now.
Look it up because, my God, that was the bomb. Anyway, Brian got together with Jill Whelan and did a podcast, and I was so interested. And
did you listen to it?
Well, I was a little shamed at my lack of listening to podcasts and supporting podcasts since we have one, and I don't think I've ever – I might have listened to one all the way through. They don't do it anymore. They only did it for like 2 years, and they stopped doing it 2 years ago.
Because she did so much coke on the show?
I don't think that was it, per se. I think it was more Brian was like, I have a buckload of money. What am I doing? I think I just want to play golf all day.
Sure.
So I think he kind of bailed. Although I did see Brian at a Banana Republic. I was standing in line next to Brian Phelps, wondering if I should say something to him. Like, hey, do you remember me? You might not remember me, but my friend dropped quarters out of her ass. Do you remember her?
I say this humbly.
He would have.
But once you see the quarter dropping trick,
oh,
you're not.
Never
it's never. It's never erasing from your memory.
No, he would have remembered you for sure.
They were all. But, they were like most people when they see the quarter dropping trick, they love it and are appalled at the same time.
Oh yeah, no,
that's
and that was right
get,
up their alley on. That was right up their alley on that show because that was like that was their deal. That was their jam for sure. Was that kind of thing.
They had the coffee can that I dropped the quarters and mic'd so that you could hear everything.
Yeah,
crazy.
Because they're professionals, man. And they
I wish I had that tape. Damn you.
Brian even came in after. You have it somewhere. Brian mm-hmm. even came into the green room after and said, oh my God, you guys obviously love the show because this is exactly what we, the kind of shit that we love.
Yeah.
Good time.
Oh, there you go. I'm very, very talented. I'm sure we've discussed how talented I am.
Yeah, you are, because they pushed you to drop even more quarters out of your
I did. I beat the record.
You beat your own record.
Yeah, but and I got three quarters.
But these other guys that are YouTube, because, you know, the other hot tip is YouTube, these other kids who, like, have 33 million subscribers on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
I got hired to do this movie a couple of years ago for them. And
yeah, I remember that.
I think I made maybe a couple $100 off that fucking new media contract.
Yeah,
those guys probably made bank because they have 33 million subscribers and everybody else was making a couple $100. And I swear to God, I think that's the thing that I get recognized from the most.
Really?
Because little kids watch it. And I would get the looks from, you know, Mrs. Keek, were you on the movie on it? And I was like, yes, yes I was. Oh, you were really funny. Thank you. Thank you. I made like $4. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Our
union needs to renegotiate new media is what they need to do.
Yeah, I know.
Because
they're doing another movie and you're not in it?
Because they're doing another movie and I'm not in it. And not only am I not in it, they're doing it non-union, fuckers.
And there you go. Hey, speaking of... Mm-hmm. I was watching Blunt Talk with Patrick Stewart on Stewart. I can't even say his name because he makes me drool. With Patrick Stewart. Oh my God. He's like my distinguished man crush.
Mm-hmm.
I have a distinguished man crush on Patrick Stewart.
Can I tell you that I never was a Trekkie, never was a Star Trek fan, but I started watching Star Trek The Next Generation.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me. Patrick Stewart was so sexy. I had the biggest, like, I guess, I don't know if it was a daddy thing, but oh my God.
No, Patrick I don't want to fuck Stewart. My daddy. I don't want to fuck my daddy.
No, but you know, people with daddy issues are into the older men. I mean, he was clearly an older
he's
guy.
He's 76 years old.
Well, now he is. He wasn't 76 when he was doing
he
The
was
Next
56.
Generation. I know, fuck, though. He was sexy.
Okay, so two things. One,
yeah.
Fuck you for not telling me that you were on the show.
I don't... Okay. I'll
two,
take
wait,
that.
Two, two.
I'll take that, yeah.
In the show... Okay, the show's crazy. We'll talk about that in a second.
Yeah.
He took his shirt off.
Is he still ripped?
Holy crap.
He was ripped for an old dude on Next Generation. He used to take his shirt off every now and then. He'd get attacked by an alien. And, of course, that was the big joke in all the movies is that he would lose his shirt. Did you ever see Galaxy Quest? One of my favorite,
yes!
all-time favorite movies.
One of my all-time favorite movies.
And that was the big joke on that show was that the lead guy, he always ended up losing his shirt.
Yes. Yes.
Because it's true. Patrick Stewart would always end up fighting with some alien and his shirt would get ripped off.
Okay, I'm telling you.
But hey, this guy was ripped.
The smudge of sagging skin is of no matter to me.
No.
Like, I'm telling you right now, I would knock boots with Patrick Stewart.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'd even let him come in my eye.
Yeah, you would. Both eyes. You let him come in both eyes.
So would you. You would knock that lady moniker down and you would take it. I know you would.
I would probably be a little bit less of a lady with Patrick Stewart. So listen, can I tell you that back in the day, in my 20s or whatever, when I used to work in restaurants, I was a horrible waitress. So I would be a hostess because, you know, the hostess didn't make as much money. You made hourly and instead of getting tipped out or whatever, they would let the hostesses order whatever they wanted from the menu where everyone else had to just eat the employee meal because they felt sorry for us because we weren't good enough to be waiters. So they let us eat food. But I worked at this fancy schmancy Hollywood restaurant and we used to get celebrities and sometimes more Hollywood people than celebrities. Every once in a while, it'd be like a B-list celebrity, nobody A-list, but there was one night where it was late at night, and, you know, when you worked in restaurants, you always hated the people that came in late at night because you just wanted to go home.
Oh, I know.
Really, you're going to come in now when you know that, like, everybody's shift is over and we're cleaning. You can clearly see that we're cleaning up the restaurant because we want to go home.
It closes at 11, and people come in at 10:45.
Yes, and so I get this call, and my British accent is really bad, but I get this call, and it's, hello. I'm so sorry, but would it be possible for us to come in? This is Patrick Stewart. Would it be possible for us to come in, me and my lady friend, for dinner at 10:30?
Yes, please. Yes.
Oh, could you not wear a shirt when you come in, please?
Oh, okay. And then, you know, I hang up the phone and I'm thinking, that better be the real fucking Patrick.
No
Stewart.
Kidding.
Like, so the shift goes on and everybody, you know, we clean it. The place is cleaned out because who's still there at 10:30 at night? I think it was even a weeknight. Nobody's there.
Was it a fancy dinner place or was it like, you know, a deli dinner place?
No, not fancy like, you know, Morton Steakhouse, but just Hollywood chic. Like, you didn't have to wear a tie.
Right.
But it was just, it's pricey, expensive, and it was in the Pinot line, Pinot Bistro, Pinot Hollywood. Pinot Hollywood is really well known because it was like the first one, and it's near one of the studios. And it's one of those like places where if you walk in there for lunch on any given weekday, you know there's probably like every single table is Hollywood people talking about scripts and production shit.
Right.
Fancy like that, but nice. I mean, the food was really good, and it was not a cheap place, not a cheap restaurant by any means. Like, you know, you go into the bar, and you're paying $15 for cocktails for sure.
Okay.
So 10 o'clock, 10:30 rolls around, and the place is empty, and we're just kind of waiting, cleaning up, waiting. And I shit you not, in walks Patrick Stewart and his lady friend. Which I love that he referred to his as lady friend. And he walks up to me, every bit the gentleman, remembers my name because I answered the phone, you know, hi, this is Pino, whatever, I think it was Pino Bistro, this is Pino Bistro, this is Keek, although obviously I said my real name. He walks up to me and remembers my name, comes up to me, grabs my hand, holds my hand with his other hand, looks me in the eye, thank you so much, Keek, for letting us come in, I really appreciate it. And then we proceed to, you know, seat them in the completely empty dining room. And I just kind of did the whole, like, one eye around the wall stare, like, the entire evening, just like, oh, my God, oh, my God, that's Patrick Stewart, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, that's Patrick Stewart, that's Patrick Stewart eating.
He's got lettuce on his fork. Oh, my God.
Patrick Stewart, lettuce on his fork. Oh, my God, that's his lady friend. I wonder if they've had sex. Then I pictured them having sex.
Nice.
He was so amazing. But I have to tell you, when I did the show.
Yeah, so when you did the show. Okay, wait, let me set this up. So the show is called Blunt Talk, and I give it a Girk thumbs up.
It's on Stars, and I wish that I had Stars, because can I tell you that I watched one episode of it. It's hilarious and raunchy and totally crude and nothing that you would think that Patrick Stewart would ever be involved in.
It's ridiculous.
It's British humor crude. It's not American crude. It's British crude, like AbFab crude. And do you watch Absolutely Fabulous?
Yes.
Which, by the way,
the movie's coming out.
You need a fucking movie. No, it's out already. It's been out. And I hope that I can make it to the movie theater to see it before it goes away. I can't believe after 20 years they made a movie.
I
fucking loved that show.
I
know that a lot of dudes listen to this show, but I kid you not. Please, Hulu, Absolutely Fabulous, the show.
It's hilarious.
Anyway, it's British humor, like AbFab humor, not, you know, American raunch, gross humor. But it stars, which I wish I had, because that's totally the kind of show that I would watch. He has, like, mommy fetishes. He has nipple fetishes where he, you know, he makes his assistant, like, tweak his nipples to calm him down.
And spoon him, yeah.
And spoon. Everybody's totally okay with it. She'll say, would you like me to let you breastfeed? Would that make you feel better? Yes, it would. Thank you.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
So he can breastfeed.
He's a talk show host, kind of like an Anderson Cooper.
He's a talk show host, and in the first episode, he has a complete fucking meltdown. Meltdown, breakdown, ends up getting caught tweaking the nipples of a prostitute, or of a tranny prostitute.
Yeah,
and gets arrested.
Yeah.
And there's a big scandal. So the show opens with a big scandal because he's drunk and high, and he's got his little British kind of Cato sidekick,
Harry. Mm-hmm.
Harry, who they were
in the war together. The Falklands. They fought in the Falklands together. And Walter Blunt is a major, and Harry was his side. You know, his
he was like
subordinate.
His subordinate, and now he's still his subordinate side, and
his
he's still
valet.
Called a major. Major. What can I do for you, Major? And he's always just there. And so whenever he gets in trouble,
he's on the roof of
this car, surrounded by police officers, brandishing an umbrella because he's high, and he's having flashbacks to the Falklands, and he's brandishing an umbrella because reciting Hamlet, not letting the police near him, calling for Harry. Harry, I need you. that's how the show fucking starts.
It's awesome.
It's awesome. But, okay, so in my defense, I'm going to defend myself now. I don't really always publicize on Facebook the one-liners because, you know, the ones where you blink and you miss. I played a reporter who's, you know, outside the jail cell when he gets out, and I have a couple of lines, but I always hate that because then you know what you get? Where were you? Were you in that episode? I didn't see you. Or you get the people who aren't actors. My favorite was one time I had this brother of a friend of mine from high school go, "Oh, my God, that was so funny. The name of your role was Woman." Woman, that's so hilarious. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for that. And you realize that I beat out like 500 other people.
Other auditioned
under Woman's and auditioned and had a callback for that. But thanks. Thanks for demeaning it and diminishing it and making me feel really good about myself. Thanks.
Right. All right, so you're on this show. Did you even talk to him?
Because as the great Tina Fey said, it took me an hour and a half to prepare for the role of Woman and get dressed up.
Yeah. I mean, you like? Did you say, hey, Pat?
I did not.
Remember me in the 20s, or remember me 20 years ago when
I gave you a tape when I sat you at that restaurant? No, mm-hmm. I'm sure he probably name drops all the time, but I didn't because as much as he, I have a total fan crush on him. I am not a crazy Trekkie, and there are some crazy Trekkies
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
So I'm sure he gets it a lot, and he had a very very professional, very distinguished. Standoffish is the wrong word because that connotates negative, and he wasn't negative at all. He stuck with the actor who played Harry and the director who was also British, and he just was very professional, and he didn't really entertain the troops. He didn't, you know, introduce himself
sure.
to the crowd. Because if it was just a scene with the two of us, he would have introduced himself to me.
I would think so,
but
sure.
it was me, three other actors, and like 50 extras. So he kind of stood his distance a little bit because, as we all know, well, you and I should say, extras are a special folk. And even though some of them are, a lot of them that I have worked with are totally normal people, every now and then you get the crazies who are
yeah.
extras for a living and think of themselves as actors and will say things like, yeah, well, you know, I mean, the other day I was working with George Clooney, George, and
awesome.
You know, and then last week, you know, I was on Bruce Willis. I was on Bruce's movie.
And what exactly were you doing in the George Clooney movie? Oh, man, we were in a stadium, and I was
I was cheering, and, yeah, it was good. It was good. George was great.
He looked at me. He looked at me and walked by.
Yeah, he was really good that day. He was really on.
I think he was really impressed with my commitment to being a fan in the stadium. Mm-hmm.
So,
we're such bitches for saying that.
I know, right? I have one of my best friends did a lot of extra work. There's plenty. I talked to a bunch of extras.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. I hung out with a bunch of extras that day. But there are, like actors, who also get a bad name because there are some crazy fucking actors out there.
Yeah.
There are some crazy fucking extras out there, and they give the rest of the extras a bad name. And people kind of stay away from them because some of them do crazy, messed up, weird shit.
Right.
Regardless, I did not really talk to him personally.
Okay.
I did stand mere feet from him, and every now and then when I would walk by, I'd do the old
smell in the air, see if you could smell the essence of Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, Patrick Stewart smells really good.
Wow.
Because that's not creepy, and that's not like anything a weird extra would do.
No.
Right?
I can see that.
But yeah, I make no money off of stars either. I think I make like, you know, every now and then I get $1.72 residual from Blunt Talk.
Okay, well, and I guess there's a second season coming out. I'm just kind of in the middle of the first season, mm-hmm. and I'm laughing out loud. Like, I'm guffawing. It is mm-hmm. just, in the first show, he has to go to court or whatever, and his therapist is played by Richard Lewis, and one of his assistants actually gave him, like, a sleeping pill, and he had to do
yes.
a show later. So
yes.
what does this therapist do? Gives him a vial of cocaine.
He gives him uppers. He gives him coke to help him out. Because it's Richard Lewis. What would Richard Lewis do other than give him some coke?
But he's the therapist.
And I'm pretty sure that was his big comeback. Wasn't that supposed to be his big comeback? And he ended up interviewing himself, and he doesn't remember any of it because he was on Ambien and cocaine.
Oh, it was just, again, watch the show. It's really
You need to
really
watch
good.
It. And I need to find a way to get stars through my Hulu or whatever. Sometimes you can add shit on. I don't know. I'll figure it out because some of those shows, there's another show. I'll throw out another show that you need to watch that a friend of mine turned me on to. Another British show.
Yeah.
The British are fucking brilliant. They're genius at comedy. Catastrophe. I think it's on Amazon.
Oh, see, and I don't have Amazon.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Ugh. Why would you not have Amazon Prime?
I refuse to pay because I get it for free. I get the 2-day shipping for free because I'm a business account.
Oh, yeah, you would. Then you wouldn't need to. But listen, for those of you who have Amazon Prime, catastrophe. It's six episode seasons. There's 2 seasons on there, so it's 12 episodes. And it's just, I don't know, the British humor about it is really.
Maybe I can find
really
it someplace else.
It. Maybe. Look it up. Find it. I'm also watching Casual, which is another funny one that's on Hulu. Anyway. Yeah. We are going to, I'm not even going to remotely, like, I'm going to hard segue into this one because I need you to talk about it again from the show that didn't get recorded because it was bloody brilliant. But you have to read to our listeners, you have to read the product, the new product that
oh,
women
yeah.
can buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, oh, you know, I think this was when, what I asked you was, did you play music when you were pregnant? Did you play music to your baby?
Yeah, I did. I did, but I didn't do they have products. This is the thing. It's like weddings. I kind of get so annoyed with the whole industry, the wedding industry, the baby industry, where everybody is like, oh, no, you can't just put headphones up against your belly. You have to have these special headphones, and they would buy, like, a special. I just had some cheapy Walkman. Remember Walkman?
Yeah, sure.
Some cheapy, like, Walkman speakers, and I just kind of, like, stretched those out because I didn't care about them. Stuck those on my belly. But my big thing was I was always worried about the volume. I never knew how loud it was supposed to be because sometimes my son would, like, move around in my belly when I played music, and I never knew if it was a moving around, like, oh, look, he likes the music, or moving around, like, what the fuck is that loud noise?
Get away from me. Right.
You're bursting my eardrums, lady.
Okay, well,
yeah.
There's a company from Spain
that
they have invented a speaker that is designed to be inserted into the vagina, stimulating fetal development. Babies learn to speak in response to sound stimuli, especially melodic sounds. Baby Pod is a device that stimulates before birth through music. With Baby Pod, babies learn to vocalize from the womb. Did you know that they learn? They might, your kid might come out singing.
Bamba la bamba. Bamba la bamba.
If you're playing some, like, really raunchy song, they come out like, fucking shit, fucking bop, fucking shit, 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 fucking bop.
Yeah,
not that you would play that to your baby, but and
I'm pretty sure I played all instrumental and
so then
classical music.
So they just go and they don't because they don't have words. There won't be any
vocalizing shit is. But what I want to know is the most important part of this product is if you're going to insert it, does it at least like vibrate or have some sort of a dual purpose thing where you can switch and.
I imagine that the vibration from the speaker could be sexually stimulating. I don't know how far.
Yeah, but that's not a vibration. That's more like a bass. Drop of the bass. A bum, 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 bum.
Okay, but the
but
Chicken
like
Howard Stern. Well, the Howard Stern movie sat on the speaker and she got off on sitting on the speaker. But it's probably not that loud.
Yeah, but that's a movie. Who does that? Do you know anybody who sits on a dryer and can come just from sitting on a dryer? No. That's in the movies. That's like how women. Oh, can you? Have you done that? You got a look on your face. Have you really?
Well,
done
I haven't
that?
Done it to. One time I was by the dryer and I was actually and I was against it because I was doing something else, like reaching for something, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, but there's a different like, oh, that feels good than a.
Yeah, no, but so there was 2 looks that you saw on my face. One, because I actually had like the like, oh my, and 2, I know someone who can come have an orgasm just by thinking about it.
Yeah, but that's not the norm, and fuck her. Come on now, that's not fair.
Mm-hmm. You know
who?
I
do. Who is it?
Yeah, I can't say. I can't say.
Sounds like what? Rhymes with.
No.
Anyway. God, I'm jealous. So anyway, I would say that it would need to have. Oh, and didn't you say that it was you could put an app like you activate it using an app on your phone?
Yeah, you just
so you can keep it inserted and you can be like in a meeting at work and just be like, oh, hang on 1 second. are you texting? No. I'm just turning some music up.
For the kid.
Baby's getting a little restless. I need to calm her down. I'm just turning some music on. And I hit the wrong button. Oh, hit the wrong button.
I turned it up to
too loud. I turned up too loud. Hold on.
There was a Katherine Heigl movie like that. I can't remember which movie it was, but it was a good one because I'm a big fan of the Katherine Heigl rom-coms. But there was a movie like that where there were panties. They were like the vibrating panties. Oh, and which I looked it up online because I was like, oh, I need to get me some. But I don't think it was a real product. It was just for the movie. And she wore them because she was running late. She put them on because someone had given to her. And then her date showed up, and she was like, oh, shit. So she just left them on, and she threw the remote. She threw the remote in her purse and went to dinner. And then her friend found the remote who had given her the panties and was messing with her at dinner and, like, kept pushing the different buttons on it. And so she was, you know, trying to have dinner. And be like, oh, yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, could you pass it?
Oh, no. Okay, so this company
is
saying,
like that.
Yeah. So this company is saying that the babies really aren't hearing the music when you put the speakers on your belly, that because of the vaginal wall and the
bullshit,
stomach
vaginal
and blah,
wall.
Blah, blah.
So, you can hear it.
The abdominal wall muffle sound is what they're saying. Now, this device costs 150 euros.
Fuck, man, that's like 175 bucks.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, but here's something. Parents-to-be can share their baby's listening experience using split headphones, which hang out of the vagina. Mm-hmm. So you have headphones hanging from...
So not only when you're at work do you have to be careful about not accidentally turning it on and then having someone in the elevator next to you go, is there music coming from your crotch?
I feel like I'm hearing Mozart.
Is that coming from your vagina? So not only do you have to worry about that, but do you have to worry about going... And then having speakers or having the headset, the earphones fall out of your cooter in the elevator and be like, oh, sorry, hang on, sorry, let me, and then have
hopefully
to tuck those back up in. Like, is there a pouch in your panties or are they retractable? Where you just
I'm hoping they're retractable. I mean, so, this is
like
just,
a measuring tape where you just hit a button and it goes.
Yep. Yeah, I don't really know how.
Or for $9.99 extra, you can get the special panties that have the earphone pouch in them where you just
tuck
the
earphones
into your pouch.
Yeah, that would be weird. Well, so anyway.
Well, I'm guessing you wouldn't keep it in all the time. I mean, you're not going to keep it in all the time.
I think, you know,
like
frankly,
a tampon. I mean, I guess you could keep it in all
the
time.
Again, like, there's not enough in my uterus right now that I want to shove one more thing up there. I got a kid growing. Why do I want to shove this thing inside that plays music?
Well, because then, you know, I mean, what if you're going to the bathroom? You don't want to go to the bathroom and then be afraid that your speaker's going to fall out into the
I'm
water.
I don't think
And then $175 later, you're like, son of a bitch, my speaker fell into the water and then I just accidentally pissed on it.
I got to think that it's got to be somewhat, like, water safe because it's going in a viscous kind of
environment. Oh, yeah, good point.
Environment.
But if you're bearing down, you know, taking a grumpy, it could be like,
oh, wait, I can't take a shit. We're right in the middle of the orchestra right here. Hold up. Wait, I can't. I've got a craft, but I don't want to disrupt the kids listening. We're about halfway through.
That's the other thing is, again, I would hope that you wouldn't shove a speaker up your cooter when you're taking a shit.
No, I don't think anyone's shoving a speaker up their cooter when they're taking a shit. But again, you would have to take it out before you did, because you're right. You would bear down, and that baby, that thing would be plopping right in the toilet.
Talk about dropping the kids off at the pool.
There goes the music. Oh, and then like, it would be my luck that I would have the speaker, like, hooked into my ear or something as it's dropped and being flushed, and so, like, it's being ripped out of my ear and my head's being pulled towards the toilet.
No, my favorite is the elevator. I'm sorry. My favorite would
I
be
do.
The elevator of the person,
like
the woman standing in the elevator. She has to have a skirt on, so obviously she can get her headphones. And the person standing next to the person is kind of looking at her going, A, where's that music coming from? And B, why is there a wire coming out of the bottom of her skirt? What's going on? And to her ear, is she listening to her vagina? Does her vagina make noises like a whale?
I would hope
you're like, yeah, don't you listen? You don't listen to the sounds of your vagina? What's wrong
I would
with
hope
you?
That she would put the speaker up through the band of her skirt and plug it in there and not, like, from the bottom.
Have you read any of the news stories that we read on this show? I'm sorry.
I know, and I've got another one in just a second. But just so you know, the sound level is 54 decibels. So you're really not going to hurt your baby. And they recommend it in the 16th week of pregnancy for 10 to 20 minutes at a time. Or
never at all.
Or never at all. Okay, well, getting back to speaking about...
Or done, never.
Since we're talking about fluids and cum and whatnot, let's go back to this. There's a lady in Tennessee, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, who feels that she was sexually assaulted by a toy during her dinner.
Oh, yeah?
Police were called to Hibachi in Murfreesboro this week on a sexual assault complaint where Isabel Lassiter told them she'd been squirted in the face with a toy by a chef. The toy is meant to look like a little boy that pulls his pants down and urinates.
I'm sorry, that's a sexual assault? That's a sexual assault.
She was squirted in the face.
That she was squirted in the face with water is a sexual assault.
Well, it's the fact that it's the little boy. Although, from what I'm to read here, they go on to say, the officer wrote, I observed the toy to have no penis and just a hole for the water to shoot out. So there really isn't, I mean, I don't know how that's sexual assault. I think that's inappropriate. I would be really pissed if I was squirted in the face at a dinner.
I wouldn't give a shit what it came out of. I just would not be happy that, I don't like being squirted in the face with water. I wouldn't have been happy about being squirted in the face.
I don't think anyone likes being squirted in the face with anything. Can we go on record by saying that? That maybe being squirted
really?
In the face by any matter is
no?
just not, no,
so
maybe
is that
not.
A safety tip for other gentlemen out there and other friends with Bennies out there that no woman likes to be squirted in the face with stuff?
Maybe. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a little safety tip for future?
No one. Well, maybe there are some people that like being squirted in the face. Many people don't like being squirted in the face by anything, anywhere, at any time.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, her issue is that Miss Lassiter is saying that it peed on her, basically, out of his wee-wee area.
Out of his wee-wee area.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would not want to be their kid. Can you imagine how uptight?
And she said it happened to her and their children.
My sister used to have a friend that whenever anyone would say ass or whatever, this was a long time ago when the kids were younger, she would say, we don't say ass in our house, we say fanny.
Right.
Well, what, and take a suck out of my ass, lady.
And,
come on.
And Mr. Lassiter, James Lassiter, he said people are missing the point here, defending the allegations.
You think?
Quote, people are missing the point. This was a sexually oriented toy meant for adults in front of minor children. We're not trying to make money off of this. If the toy was in a bar, it'd be a different situation. But this was in a family restaurant with 13 to 14-year-olds at the table. If people think it's so funny.
Oh, my
funny,
God, 13 and 14-year-olds, that's even funnier. No wonder they did it. That's their kind of humor.
If people think it's so funny, why don't people go buy that toy and squirt a cop in the face with it and see what happens? I think that's a grand jump. Why would anyone go to a cop and shoot him in the face with anything? Not on duty. You're not going to go. I mean, if the guy sits at the restaurant, apparently what they do at this restaurant is it's meant as a little toy. The chefs use it to, like, cool things down on the hibachi grill, like create steam and stuff for their little show. And But this lady was very, very upset by that. It does not look like she has any kind of case, unfortunately, for her. She could be mad. But the restaurant has also told their employees that they should ask their patrons if they don't mind getting squirted in the face before they do it. So she's
Yeah, that's what they're going to do. You want me to squirt you in the face now? No, thank you.
Hi,
I mean, I've been to those restaurants, the Benihanas, where they have the thing, and they do the big show, and they do funny stuff, and they make the onions look like a volcano, and they flip stuff. They'll, like, cut up shrimp or cut up meat or whatever they're making,
and they flip it in your mouth.
They, like, try to throw it into, you know, they'll shoot stuff at your mouth so you can try to catch it in your mouth.
Right.
But, the whole, like, squirting in the face thing is a little odd. Anyway, if you take out the toy to squirt the water or, like, squirt the thing because they need steam, that's funny. Yeah, and everyone thinks it's funny because it makes it look like they're peeing. But the whole, you honestly think they're going to start asking people? Because who's going to
Squirt me in the face. That's so funny. Yeah, please. I think there's a little bit of a liability when you're, like pitching food at someone and they catch it. What if they choke?
Oh, no. It's, you know, because usually they will ask on those. They'll say, you know, your turn, and everyone wants to. They'll be like, I'll try. No one's going to choke.
Yeah, I'd love to get grease and oil if I miss it all over my clothes, because that's fun.
No, it's not like that. It's like a teeny tiny little piece. But the thing is, God, you're a buzzkill. But what? My thing is,
I'm a buzzkill.
Who's gonna call the cops? That's the stupidest thing I've ever
heard. Isn't it ridiculous?
It's ridiculous.
You know what?
Isabel
and James maybe should just think about cooking their dinners at home.
They need to stay at home. Isabel and James need to stay at home.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, so there you go. There was our what's the word I'm looking for? Not redo, but yeah, I guess. Or regenerated.
Yeah, I don't know.
Our regurgitated episode.
Part do. Anyway.
You do.
Yeah, so there you go. We will see you guys next week. Actually, this probably won't. Yeah, it will have seemed as if we skipped a week because I don't know. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm a little ditzy today.
Yeah.
A little ditzy. Didn't sleep.
That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate that when I don't sleep well. I have to be careful about I'm really kind of like hooked on iced tea now. Not hooked. I mean, I'll have like a couple in 1 week. But the problem is I don't drink a lot of caffeine. So some nights when I'm having trouble sleeping, I have to really think about whether or not I had iced tea that day and how late in the day I had it, because I feel like the Starbucks iced tea probably has more caffeine in it. I think they're using black tea or
yeah.
I don't know. It wires
well, that's a PSA.
But it's my happy juice. Sometimes it's my happy juice. You know, when we have all the kids and they're all screaming and everything, you just need a little bit of take the edge off.
Never heard of Red Bull? I don't drink Red Bull.
Oh, God, no. No, 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 no. I can't drink caffeine. It makes me, if I have too much caffeine, it makes me nauseous. So, I mean, having an iced tea will make me fly. God forbid, if I actually drink coffee, a couple of cups of coffee, I'd be shaking and nauseous.
Well, that's the PSA for this week. If you're finding that you're not sleeping, maybe review your iced tea consumption. Okay.
Or if you can't handle those kids, drink more.
Drink more? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it was really great doing this show for you guys. As always, we love you. Thank you, every single one of you, for taking the time to listen.
All 23 of you.
That Keek does not listen to ever. So, we'll see you next week, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Bye. Someone who's clean with a dirty mind.